When modern science began not many centuries ago, it was primarily an individual quest. It was outside the range of the ordinary educational curricula, and still further from political discussion. Technology, at least until the First World War, came after science. Apart from defense, it was predominantly the area of closely guarded commercial secrecy by private industry. Today, there is no modern government which does not pride itself on its interest in scientific and technological matters. There are only a few among the advanced countries which do not have achievements to boast about. The training of the scientist and the engineer is so complex that a large part of any national educational system must be occupied with basic and specialized scientific education. The equipment needed for research is so costly that only a national budget is adequate. This expansion of governmental direction, this development of political interest in science, is based on the demonstration that a nation's power to prosper in peace, survive in war, and command the respect of its neighbors depends very largely on its degree of scientific and technological advance. All nations, therefore, developed and undeveloped, do their best to achieve a high level of scientific and technological investment. With many statesmen, it is simply a matter of survival of their national societies and the growth of their national wealth. These considerations are fairly obvious and need no emphasis. What is not so obvious, and may therefore be in more need of argument, is that, at least in its higher reaches, science is not intrinsically a matter that should, or indeed can for long, be pursued solely for the sake of the wealth or the power that its pursuit may bring. All genuine science has its origin in the intellectual curiosity of the free human spirit, in its creative genius, and in its power of insight. It is not something which can be dictated by theologians or ideologists, or in the long run, by rulers. It may be that they can destroy it by repression, or even starve it for lack of material facilities. But they cannot, by their own act, make it live. It is doubtful how long they can even cause it to grow by supplying the means of growth. It is certain that they cannot, simply by supplying the means, dictate the nature or scope of the discoveries that can be made, any more than they can request a great drama like Hamlet simply by offering sufficient money. Because the nature of scientific research requires the discovery of something that is new in itself. If it were possible to prescribe what answers scientific problems should have, they would not be genuine, for the essence of the matter would be known in advance.